As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
All right, so the class of 2023 is going to be absolutely just fine. We have been giving our commencement speeches, and I'm sure that we have slowly changed the world. It was Abby the other day saying, hey, just keep setting the bar lower.
Mediocrity is fine.
That was pretty much the theme right there. Exactly. Mose, yours was, you know what, life sucks, get over it.
Yep, just got to survive sometimes. That's all you can do.
Hard truth coming out of the Burt Show.
Right, Kristen's was the only legit one because it came from AI.
Hey, ChatGPT didn't do too bad of a job, just a lot of cliches.
So today is my turn for the class of 2023. And I wrote this based on a whole bunch of emails that have come in the last couple of months that I have noticed that our interns and the younger 20s have been making these life decisions based on their parents' dream for them. So when I was writing this, this was more for the parents than it was for the kids, okay? So, there we are.
Okay.
Class of 2023. First, let's acknowledge your parents that are here to celebrate you today. They are here to support you the same way they have for the 4, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it took you to graduate.
Oh, we're at a college graduation.
Yes, we're at a college graduation.
I hope so.
Their time, their financial support, and their guidance should absolutely be honored today. This is where you guys come in. So let's give them a round of applause. All right, that said, it might be time to stop listening to them. Now, not entirely, but in one specific area, your happiness. Now I'm going to completely ignore the graduating class and speak directly to you parents. Hey, parents, your definition of happiness for your kids might be totally different than their definition. Get off their back. Let them live their lives the way they want to. Let them make mistakes. Let them succeed. Give them input, but don't be insulted if they choose not to take it. I can't tell you how many times that I hear the internal struggle from our 20-year-olds that want to go in one direction with their life, but they don't because they don't want to disappoint you guys. I've come to learn that there is only one definition of success as a parent for my kids, and that success is only their happiness, whatever that looks like. A few years ago on the Burt Show, we found a 19-year-old whose dream was to be in the music industry. She had one of the most amazing voices I have ever heard. She was on a national TV singing competition, and you could immediately tell that she had that it thing. I set her up with a super reputable producer that believed in her and said she was as close to a can't miss as he'd heard in a long time. They did some sessions together, and he was ready to mentor and guide her and sign her through the whole process. She was all excited about it, was living out her dream. Then she told her parents, who wanted her to continue to pursue a career being a nurse. She didn't want to disappoint them, so she gave up her dream. She sacrificed her happiness to not disappoint her parents. Their vision was more important than her dream. Now, I haven't talked to her in years, but I wonder if she often wonders, what would my life look like if I had followed my own path? Does she hold any resentment whatsoever? Our first instinct as parents, obviously, is to try to protect our kids from hurt. Equally, I believe good parents, by allowing our kids to fail, makes them good parents. Let them make mistakes. Let them build grit. Let them own their own lives. Now, back to the graduating class. There is no law that says you have to follow your parents' vision for your life. You feel stuck. You are not stuck. It takes a lot of courage to follow your own path, knowing it's going to disappoint your parents. But I still believe most parents would rather you deal with their disappointment rather than you living a life that doesn't fulfill you. Don't get me wrong. Your parents are a valuable sounding board. With life experience comes wisdom. But at the end of the day, do you. Be unapologetically you. Live your life for you. The only definition of success is happiness. Regret will haunt you. Inaction will haunt you. Don't allow it to happen. Be unapologetically you and always control your own definition of happiness. And if your definition of happiness is mediocrity, as you said yesterday, go ahead and do you and be happy.
Some people love the bare minimum, and that should be okay too.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.